in the headlines. Government pays out over $1.5 million to Beryl-affected fisher folk. The opposition leader raises concern about food security in the country. The Barbados Workers' Union makes progress in resolving a labour dispute with BICO. And the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society calls for a comprehensive national plan to unlock energy investments. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. The Barbados government has so far paid out more than $1.5 million in business interruption benefits to boat owners and fishermen affected by Hurricane Beryl and says it's working to ensure payments are made to everyone who qualifies. Minister of the Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford, was responding to a statement made by opposition leader Ralph Thorne, who accused government of failing to make the promised payments to everyone affected. Minister Ford says while significant payments have been made, it was discovered that some people who applied were listed as employees and would therefore be eligible for unemployment benefits, while others either submitted incorrect information or were not registered in government system as required.
The eligible persons were invited to contact the Fisheries Division of the Ministry of the Environment and National Beautification, Green and Blue Economy, and to complete a vendor registration form to have them registered in the public services financial system. Registration in that system requires collection of each person's national registration number, premise number, and information for each bank or credit union account. This information is essential for the disbursement of funds in the financial system.
But the minister says all efforts are being made to resolve any difficulties that are delaying disbursement.
Over the past several weeks, the ministry has been making numerous appeals to boat owners, captains, and crew to visit the fisheries division and to commence the registration process. These appeals were made individually in meetings through their respective organizations and through the use of both digital and print media. The ministry has since employed additional staff to assist persons with this exercise, and there is an officer who is now engaged with the sole responsibility of calling persons who were on the list, who have not yet completed the requisite vending forms or whose forms were missing critical information. Despite these efforts, there are still some persons who have not sought to be registered.
Minister of the Environment, National Beautification and the Blue and Green Economy, Adrian Ford. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne has voiced serious concern over food security in Barbados, calling the current situation a crisis. Mr. Thorne was speaking during a news briefing at the opposition leader's office at Hink Street in the city. He argued the ability of fishermen and women to catch and sell fish has been severely affected through damage caused by Hurricane Beryl. He worries that if not swiftly addressed through the necessary financing, the island's food security will be compromised.
The question of food security is a major question in this country. And again, I go back to the central bank report. Three words that caught me: favorable economic condition. Food security is in crisis. The problem of chicken, I don't want to exploit the chicken shortage, but there is no food security in Barbados. This group of fisher folk, this group has saved Barbados millions of dollars in foreign exchange over the years, because what you're finding now is that some of these vendors here are having to purchase fish that has been imported with foreign exchange to resell it. What is the consequence? The price goes up, so that it affects their profit and it affects the Barbadian, because the Barbadian now has to go to the market and pay higher prices for fish, imported fish.
Leader of the opposition, Ralph Thorne. Meantime, a concerned fish and produce vendor said crop production has also been affected by the unstable weather conditions. She complained that having to import food is more expensive, causing a challenge for vendors like herself.
I plant so many produce over the rainy season, and every crop was licked up in every little bit where we could. Right now, they are bringing in food and vegetables from out of Barbados, which is Vinci, St. Lucia, Dominica, and the food that coming from the States. And the food that coming from the States, I will be honest with y'all, it is very expensive. 25 pounds of tomato is $160. Peppers is so expensive. 6 pounds of peppers is for $40-something right now. Some people feel that when we are vendors, we make a lot of money. It is not true.
A concerned fish and produce vendor. The Barbados Police Service is carrying out investigations into a shooting at Farm Road, St. Philip. Police say the incident occurred 10 minutes past 1 yesterday. A statement from the service said officers from the District C station receiving a report that two persons were shot in the area. It added, upon responding, they discovered one male in his 50s had what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the left side of his head. He was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by personnel from the Barbados Ambulance Service for medical attention and was said to be in very critical condition. Another male in his 40s also received an injury to his left arm, and he too was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a private motor car. His condition was said to be stable. The Barbados Workers' Union and local ice cream manufacturer Byco Limited are making steps to resolve a labour dispute. Byco workers last month protested unresolved issues that had persisted despite previous efforts to have them addressed. The BWU's lead negotiator for Byco, Alexandria Thomas, in a statement said substantial progress has been made in key areas, but noted other matters remain in discussion.
The Barbados Workers Union, Byco Management, and the Labour Department have engaged in continuous dialogue aimed at addressing these unresolved issues. And we are pleased to announce that there has been significant strides in addressing issues relating to health and safety, wages, salaries, and allowances. Now, there are some matters that continue to remain under discussion. Ongoing talks are facilitated by the Labour Department and are progressing with cooperation and the good spirit of both parties.
Ms. Thomas said the BWU remains confident that all issues will be settled.
The BWU is optimistic that with continued dialogue, all outstanding issues can be resolved in the near future and will restore full normalcy to the operations at Byco. This resolution process underscores that there is strength when workers are united, and it highlights the critical role of open communication, mutual respect, and a shared commitment to finding balanced solutions that will benefit both workers and the management. The union must commend all of the parties involved for their dedication to a positive outcome and looks forward to sustained progress in the days and weeks ahead.
The Barbados Workers Union lead negotiator for Byco, Alexandria Thomas. The Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society is renewing calls for an overall comprehensive national plan to unlock energy investments that would increase the country's energy storage capacity. Its chairman, retired Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, was responding to concerns raised during yesterday's battery storage procurement launch that millions of dollars in renewable energy investments remain in limbo since it cannot be connected to the grid due to inadequate battery storage. The Energy Ministry invited suppliers to provide 60 watts of battery energy storage systems through its National Renewable Energy Agenda, but Colonel Brown expressed concern about the latest plan to secure additional energy storage.
These concerns with the situation has not changed in the last 2 or 3 years. It is that there is no overall coherent plan in place, and therefore these intermediate impulse decisions that are being made are difficult to comprehend, to be quite honest. Battery storage is actually a very complex technology to go into. It is one of the fastest changing technologies. There are a large number of issues to be resolved, like disposal, the short lifespan, the high cost.
Chairman of Co-op Energy, retired Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown. And the Alliance Owners of Public Transport is taking steps to provide better transportation services for the disabled community. Chairman Roy Raphael told Starcom Network News they've already met with the National Assistance Board and the National Disability Unit to discuss their plans to make more buses accessible for people with disabilities. Recapping the top stories, government pays out over $1.5 million to Beryl-affected fisher folk, and the opposition raises concern about food security in the country. A reminder, don't miss the latest from Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.